Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, March 27th, 2025. This is Democrat Greg Kassar of Texas speaking yesterday at the DOGE subcommittee hearing on defunding public media.
Madam Chair, I'm told we're here to talk about government efficiency. But Daniel Tiger has not blown $10 million of taxpayer money to play golf with his friends. But Donald Trump has, just at the beginning of his administration. Miss Piggy hasn't been caught funneling billions of dollars in government contracts to herself, but Elon Musk has. And Arthur has not fired independent government watchdogs investigating him and his companies, but Elon Musk has fired at least five. So once again, my Republican colleagues are dragging in a scapegoat, this time PBS and NPR, to try to distract from the fact that Trump and Musk are robbing working people. It's Sesame Street that's making things expensive. It's Mr. Rogers that's blowing taxpayer money. It's listeners like you. It's absurd. The total funding for public broadcasting is just 1/6 the amount that Elon Musk's companies make off of the government every single year. But you will not see Elon Musk being grilled by this committee. I've seen a lot, but pointing the finger at Elmo to cover for Elon Musk might be a new low for Ms. Marjorie Taylor Greene's committee. I don't think Americans are buying it. Here's what I think we should be having a hearing about. After Trump and Musk took over the government, reporters noticed that the State Department was trying to funnel 400 million taxpayer dollars to Tesla. The State Department said it's an old contract, no news here. But because of a brave whistleblower and an NPR reporter, they exposed the corruption and the lies. Madam Chairwoman, if we want to look into waste, fraud, and abuse, why not look into that? Elon Musk, who's running cabinet meetings, who's running the White House, was trying to funnel money to himself. So let's stop investigating Cookie Monster and start investigating how the Trump administration lied about this and was trying to funnel money to their biggest political supporter. Maybe you're trying to defund NPR because they expose this kind of corruption. And if Republicans were serious about investigating waste, fraud, and abuse, my colleagues would admit that Big Bird is not the problem. Big tech is. Big pharma is. Big insurance companies are. Elon Musk's companies make billions, $3 billion a year off of government contracts. That's 6 times the money that goes to all of public broadcasting. Private insurers and Medicare Advantage overcharged taxpayers $83 billion just last year. That could pay for public broadcasting 160 times over. The $4.5 trillion tax cut for the ultra-wealthy that Republicans on this committee are trying to push through, that would pay for public broadcasting 9,000 times over. There is money to pay not just for PBS and NPR, but healthcare for every American, tuition-free trade school and community college for every American, to end homelessness on the streets of our cities. But my Republican colleagues don't want to talk about the corporate waste, fraud, and abuse, because those corporations fund the Republicans' campaigns. So instead, they want to shut down educational programming for kids and their families, and they want to shut down local radio stations. To borrow a phrase from Sesame Street, the letter of the day is C, and it stands for corruption. Madam Chair, leave Elmo alone. Bring Elon in for questioning instead.
That was Representative Greg Kassar of Texas speaking yesterday at the DOGE subcommittee hearing on defunding public media, which would have an impact on WERU, as we would lose a large chunk of our funding as well if that goes through. The hearing was still ongoing as we went to production, and it should be available to watch if you missed it on YouTube today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.